If we knew our prayers were to be answered, would we treat them the way we do the merchandise that's arriving from Amazon? Oh, it didn't fit. It's not what I really wanted. I mean, I've heard all of the excuses, which is why I don't like to send stuff back. I don't want people receiving it to feel as bad as I do when our guests at the store basically return their entire pantry. Oh, what do you mean I need a receipt? Not so true with Amazon. Just jump onto the app and play it out. Is that how we act and react with our prayers? Not a guilt trip, just trying to understand our system of cause and effect. Why it takes the universe so long to send out an answer or shocks us with a sudden, wow, why I did not expect that. What if we knew when or if our prayers were going to be answered? It's not the U.S. Supreme Court with 9 different political decisions. It's one God, one answer. Take it or leave it. Hey, it's Arrow. This is The Daily Mess, a chronological walkthrough in everyday world. I am a daily writer, a silent wolf. I sit on the edge and I observe. I listen. I study. Patiently, we walk through life to become not only wiser, but to expect the unexpected. This is The Daily Mess. Waking up to see the morning sun and how it rises over this beautiful forest in South Charlotte. All of this spring green, almost untouched by nature's storms and sudden changes with heat. This is the year of the cicadas. Is what we hear music or an attack on the planet, aliens from a different world? In all reality, that ugly-looking bug does more good than bad to this planet. They are dinner for over 80 different bird species. They aerate the soil, and while breaking down, their bodies actually feed the soil. They don't bite humans, and they truly don't devour our crops. Every 13 years, they show up like a monster movie, and people instantly dislike one of the most colorful creatures on the planet. I do wonder about all insects. As much as we dislike them, do they feel the same way about us? Look what we're doing to the process of history with all of these wars right now. Insects don't get invited to bomb shelters, and they're not wearing bulletproof vests. But we never hear their side of the story. Why are we so against the insect? Is it because they're pesky? Is it because ants will never say no? They just keep pushing forward? What about the mosquito slapping your arm because you've just been stung? I love the sound of honeybees, and we've got a beekeeper not even 1 mile from where we are in this forest right now, and to walk by and just listen to the bees. Now, if you're challenged by this idea of, I have no chance of ever finding peace in my soul, oh, it's out there. I believe it's in the trees, it's in the rocks, and it's in the insects. When you really pay attention to what the insects are doing with this planet, suddenly you become a part of something that is worth growing. You understand that learning to love all living things is real. It's a journey. It's an understanding and a total respect. Because if you think that you are in control of this planet, well then let's go back to this line once again. Look at what we're doing to this process of history with war everywhere. Insects don't get bomb shelters, nor are they wearing bulletproof vests. How are you participating in your place of peace? The insects. Allow them to be in their moment. I'm Arrow, and that's The Daily Mess.